Hello and welcome, especially to the replay viewers. Have you ever had a hands-on practitioner and an experience with touch? So I'm talking about a massage, a Feldenkrais lesson, physiotherapy, or anything that's hands-on. If you want to know more about that, today I'm chatting with Ralph Haddon, who is previously a massage trainer, teacher, and now a Feldenkrais practitioner. So welcome. If you don't know who I am, I'm Angela McMillan. I'm a digital marketing coach for embodiment practitioners and the host of the Let's Get Real online movement festival. So this is Let's Get Real TV, where I'm interviewing the presenters and panelists for the festival. Before I introduce Ralph Haddon, I'd like to acknowledge that the land that I stand on today is the traditional lands of the Kaurna people, and I respect their spiritual relationship with the country. So remember, stay to the end for some special giveaways and where you can find out more about this wonderful movement practice that we're talking about, Feldenkrais. So today, Ralph Haddon is going to talk about his presentation, The Power of Touch, and the tactile therapies and how it can help you. Ah, so welcome, Dorothy's in the crowd. So hi to be. Say hi to Dorothy. She's another Dorothy. Presenter as well. So yeah. Thanks for joining me today, Ralph.
Okay, good to be here, Angela. Thank you for making this possible. I'd like to acknowledge that I'm speaking to you from the land of the Wurundjeri people, and I acknowledge those traditional custodians as the land I'm speaking to you from. And thank you, Angela. Angela is my coach in digital marketing and a Feldenkrais colleague, so we share those two interests, and I'm very happy to be mentored by Angela and guided by her, and good to be here today to give a little taster or teaser for my presentation on the power of touch coming up in the festival.
Yeah. So I'll just mention to those watching, the festival is happening from March 10th to 15th, and the tickets are on sale now. We've got $9 tickets for the first 100 people. And if you've never experienced Feldenkrais before, stay to the end and we'll talk a little bit more about the free lessons that we're offering inside of the community that the festival is happening in. So you can come and try before you buy.
Yep. Actually, so, that's something I wanted to check with you. So the first 100 tickets are at the early bird price of $9. So there's still some of those tickets available?
There's still some of those left. They are flying off the shelf very fast with all the practitioners on selling them out. But there are a few left. So My first question, Ralph, is who will benefit from hearing your presentation? Who would you like to see in the audience for your presentation?
Everybody, really. Touch is human touch is, I call it an essential nutrient that we all need this. So really, I think everybody can benefit from touch, and I'm hoping that in my talk I can talk about ways that you can bring more nourishing touch into your life. And I'll talk a bit about the science, the background of touch as part of neurological development, and also how all mammals, I think it is, touch is part of their development as babies and into adulthood. So I'm hoping I can tune everybody into the benefits of touch and how they can access that. I'll also be talking a bit about the wide range of tactile therapies and how different sorts of therapies suit different people. So I can give a bit of a user guide to tactile therapies.
Oh, so important. Really excited to hear your presentation. Mm-hmm. So why did you decide to present on this topic?
Touch, I think... I basically had a lifetime involved in touch, intentional touch, you might say. I'll tell the story in more detail in my presentation, but basically as a child, I made up this game, play acting, doing massage is a fun thing to do, and ended up sort of massaging other members of my family and starting to get good at it without really knowing what I was doing, but just began to develop a feel in my hands for touch. That continued till as an adult, I started doing massage. Initially, a nice thing to do with a girlfriend, to have a girlfriend appreciate me better. but then I moved into studying natural therapies and actually trained as a naturopath. And as part of that, started to do some massage. And then I just found massage so interesting and so effective that I began to specialize in that. And eventually I set up a school. Now, it's interesting, the term tactile therapies, I reckon I'm the one who invented that term. I'm not sure. I tried to do a little Google search for it recently, but couldn't find me as the inventor. But I was running classes teaching massage, and gradually I ran a basic class, and then people wanted to learn more, so I ran a more advanced class, and then I started to bring in some other teachers who could teach other aspects, and eventually I decided to run a actual full training course to certify someone as a massage therapist. And I was trying to think up a name for my school that would be running these training courses, and I had the Touch Institute, or the Sensory Research Center, I was hesitating to use the word massage because, well, one thing, this is back in the late 1970s, that massage was either the rub downs in the footy club that you got, the sort of rough rub downs in the footy club, or the massage parlors providing sexual services, and I knew that. Therapies involving touch, I knew of a whole range of them at the time. There was, basic Swedish massage, and there was Oriental style massage, acupressure, shiatsu. There was polarity therapy, rolfing, Eamon's massage. At the time, I was exploring and aware of a whole range of things. So I just called this my school of massage. So then I thought, well, these are therapies that involve touch, so tactile therapies. So that's where I came up with the term tactile therapies, and I called my school the Melbourne School of Tactile Therapies, and it took off from there.
fantastic. And are you going to share how I know we did an interview on we've done two interviews on Awareness in Motion podcast, so if you want to hear more about Ralph Haddon, go check out the Awareness in Motion podcast, where we talked about how you discovered Feldenkrais. And just recently, we talked about your new book. Maybe you want to share a little bit about your book, Ralph Haddon.
thank you for another chance to get a plug for my book. Yes, we had a nice interview about my book. Here we are. I might as well trot it out. There we are. My book, Your 14-Day Pelvis Program, and that's a program of movement lessons for the pelvis. And I've been thinking about that since I did that, and thinking in terms of touch, that I'd like to someday run another program or write another book about the pelvis program for couples, that they can do touch versions of the movement lessons we did. Because that's what we do in Feldenkrais, of course, you will probably know that Feldenkrais operates as group class sessions, awareness for movement, and also as one-to-one sessions where we do touching and handling. And that's where, again, I appreciate the power of touch, that we have people who are, have people come to me with pain. You've probably experienced this too, Angela, who have pain in some area. And I find as I touch that area that often there's, it's sort of like there's missing perception of that part of their body. They don't sense that part of the body where the pain is so clearly. And by delicately touching and sort of filling in the picture in their brain of how they sense that part of the body, And strange enough, as they get clearer, perceiving that area more clearly, the pain diminishes. So that's one aspect which I want to I'll be talking about as well in my presentation, about how touch as a sort of a mapping of the sensing of the body, touch in various therapies can be helpful for that. And I think Feldenkrais is particularly powerful for that, because it's, in a way, it's as you know, Angela, it's a delicate touching. It's not a a touch where you're doing stuff. It's more, I call it a listening touch, where you're touching and perceiving what and helping the other person perceive. So I'm not sure what question I was answering there, but anyway, talking a bit more about the power of touch, and particularly for Feldenkrais practitioners.
Amazing. Yes, I my lawn guy's here, so I'm sorry if you can hear the lawnmower going.
Okay.
Oh, good. So listening, the way that Feldenkrais listens to another person's body is so different to anything that anyone's ever experienced. So Feldenkrais can be taught both hands-on, which is what Ralph is talking about here, or in a group setting where there's no hands-on and the practitioner will talk through the lesson. So if you are interested in getting a hands-on lesson, find a practitioner in your area. That's a bit hard that we can't do it online yet, but AI technology, I've seen that it could get there one day. but if you want to experience the group classes, that's what we've got happening inside the Movement Online Academy. And so you can go to movementonlineacademy.com. And today's lesson is Ralph's lesson on the pelvic floor breath. And I'll just share with you what some of the what we talked about after the lesson. So what we are doing as the practitioners hosting the festival, we are doing the lessons first and then sharing them in the community. So when we did Ralph's lesson, here's some of the feedback. She felt kind of buzzed, not dizzy, not lightheaded, but just really pleasurable. Loved coordinating the pelvic floor with the breath in the different ways it connects to each other. And it was really listening, pleasant to listen to, very meditative. That's the sound of your voice, Ralph. You felt so much more in touch with the breath. So,
That's good. Good to hear those comments. I'm glad that people appreciated.
Go check out the 20-minute lessons in the Movement Online Academy. But if you want to join us and come to the festival and experience more, listen to Ralph's presentation, you can sign up here. Getting very loud here.
I can hear your lawnmower now.
You can now.
Yeah, so it's I do encourage people to join the movementonlineacademy.com. Well, if you're joining the festival, you'll end up doing it through the academy anyway. But it's a good place for lots of resources. And in there are all these movement lessons available, so you can do for free lots of if you just join the academy for free, do lots of movement lessons, mine and various other presenters, lots. And as you said, Angela, each morning we've been getting together so we can experience the lessons that we're going to share with everybody else and making our comments. And it's been a nice way to start. Nice to start the day with a Feldenkrais movement lesson, isn't it?
Oh, so nice. Yeah, so nice. Before roll out of bed, get onto the floor, do a lesson, and it just sets you up for the day. So lovely. Yeah,
I'm going to say we're nearly out of time. So just to mention this festival coming up, 10th to 15th of March, Let's Get Real. And the theme is neuroplasticity, so how we can put all these methods the presenters are offering are about enriching the brain and through neuroplasticity, enhancing learning, enhancing neural connections, so we become more skilled, healthier, with our healthier brains, well-connected brains.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, and that all happens inside the Movement Online Academy, which is its own platform. You think of it like a social media, but without all the advertising, because we're not advertising in there. Of course, we do have our own online classes and things, but it is a space for practitioners and the general public to explore the wonderful world of somatics, Feldenkrais, and well-being. Thanks for joining me today, Ralph Haddon.
Just to clarify, so it's going to be in 45 minutes that we'll be airing that my movement lesson, my 20-minute lesson. Okay. Thank you, Angela, for this interview and for making this whole thing possible. You're doing a great job. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ralph. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Hope to see you soon.
Yes.